we left off with a question. The Gemara had that Rav Chizkiah said that in order that all the Shkalim should get there by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the people from Bavel, far away, would have to obviously send their Shkalim earlier. So you'd have to announce them at the beginning of the winter. The Gemara asked on that, Lechora, all the Shkalim don't come to Yerushalayim at the same time, because they used to be touring the Lishka three different times. Pashtus, the ones that came later, that's what they did later. So why was it necessary for what's it called, for the Bnei Bavel, to bring their Shkalim earlier so they get there by Nisan? They could bring them later. Everybody could bring them at Rosh Chodesh Adar, and then Echanami wouldn't get there till Sukkot time. No. Truth is, even though they're touring the Lishka three times, all the Shkalim came Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Aye, so if that's the case, why didn't they just take them all at once and buy all the karbanos for the whole year? So why were they touring the Lishka three times? They could have done it all at once, since all the Shkalim were there already. In order to make it public. So there are a few reasons why to make it public. One reason is that in the Beis HaMikdash, by Karbonis, they did that all the time. They did things in a way that were very publicized. It's a gather of Kiddush Hashem. Another idea is that Sadukim didn't believe in this, because they held that you could bring Karbon Tzibur from a Yachid, from private money. You didn't have to bring it from the Shkalim of all of Klal Yisrael. So whenever they had to do something against the Tzedukim, they did it in a big public way. They usually did it three times, right? When they had the Sefiras HaOmer, they asked three times, Magalzeh. So Hirog also did it three times. Another reason is, they say, that they wanted people to know that the Kohanim were busy in Sorchei Tzibur, that they weren't just doing things on their own, that they were involved in Sorchei Tzibur. So three times a year you knew that the Kohanim, and also they wanted people to know that the Korbanos were coming from everybody's Shkalim. So three times a year before the Yomim Tovim, they made it obvious that they're making the Truma Salishka from all the Shkalim that were there. All the Shkalim came from all over the world at one time, and therefore you had to announce everywhere on what's it called, Rosh Chodesh Adar. And therefore you had to announce at the beginning of the winter in Bavel that they should be able to get there by Nisan. They all had to be there in the Lishka. Given the Svarle and Tomer Alosid Ligvos, this man the Amr holds that you can't be Torim for the ones that are going to come later. You have to be Torim only from what's there. Whatever you took out is representative of everything that's there. We said it's not just those Shkalim that those people send that made the Karbanos, but those Shkalim now become representative of all the other ones. A little bit of each one is now transferred from all the other ones. So all the monies that are used every time is used from everybody's money, a little bit from everybody's money. Right? The Kedusha transfers from the ones that are in the Lishka onto the ones that they take off. Right? But you can't transfer it to things that didn't get there yet. Later on we'll see there's a man the Amar who told you can. You can take off the Truma for even ones that are going to come later. But this man the Amar holds you can't do that. So all the money had to be in the Lishka. So when you took off, right, let's say it was a million shekel in the Lishka, when they took off the 1,000 shekel, a portion of each one of those was from all the million. The im harachokim lohi umidim be'echa benisan, if the people far away didn't send their shkalim in enough time to come, be'echa benisan nimshish lohi adu chelek b'tamidei tzibur ad somach lechad, they didn't have a chelek in the karbanos tzibur till near Sukkot, because their shkalim wouldn't come then till Sukkot. The zelo mistaber klal, right? And the people who were close, their money would have been used up earlier. So that's not mistaber, that different people would have different karbanos tzibur. It has to be representative of the whole tzibur. All the shkalim were collected at one time, and then when they made the truma salishka, so they made it from all of Klal Yisrael. The shaper Okan Reb Chizkiah, the Mei Bavel, Yisrichim Lashmiya Mirosh Shachar. Therefore, Reb Chizkiah said that the people far away had already hear about the Shkalim in the beginning of the winter, so they could get them there by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So if that's the case, if everything was there by Echad B'Nisan, why were they touring the Lishka three times a year? They wanted to publicize it. There's no chiyuv to do it. They could have done it all at once. Ela B'Nisan who tore min al kol chod she'ashama. They could have made one truma, right? Take all the money out and buy korban asiva for the whole year. They could have done that. Rabbanan who dechilkul gimel zmanim, but the Rabbanan said, no, it's better to do it three different times. Mishum de gimel zmanim halolo hein zman ki hilal chol Yisrael. That's when people used to come and congregate in Yerushalayim, lalos regel. Lekacha yutarm bizmanim halolo, leman yedu kulam sheishu kol echad miYisrael chelet b'chalak karbanos. He says the reason is, he wanted to publicize that the karbanos are coming from everybody's money. Shemakrivim b'chol yom v'yom, kenomer lekamon, shebechol truma hayutarm gam l'shem kol Yisrael. When they took out the truma, they didn't just take out that money. They took out that money to that the kedusha of all the other money should be chal in this money partially. Kedomer lekamon shebechol truma yutarm gam l'shem kol Yisrael. The samchu akra, and we learn it from a pasuk. But really, min ikra din, they could have taken all the money out at once and bought all the korbanos for the whole year. For the fact that they used to do it three times and they used to have three different what's it called, kupos, barrels or baskets to do it from. We find the same thing when they what's it called, made the pious, the lottery for who would be doing the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. They could have done it all at once, all of the avodas of the day, one time. But they didn't. They split it into four times, right? Mishum pumbi, to make it more public. Same thing, we find it also in the Beis Hamikdash. They split something into two that could have been done by one. The person who cleaned out the ashes of the Mizbeach could have also cleaned out the ashes of the menorah. They wanted to make it more public. The aisle was nikra with 11 people carrying the portions. They could have had less people. People could have carried more things. But they wanted to make it more public. Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi b'shem Rebbe, hey nikra v'lo nivas. How could you read these psukim and not be astounded? Letova kol nediv lev. When it was for good, then they gave to the Mishkan, only the people who were generous gave. L'rov ayisparku kolam. When it came to giving to the eagle, everybody gave. Letova v'yotze Moshe esha'am. By Amatan Torah, Moshe had to bring the people out to the Rabban Shalom. They didn't come on themselves. L'roa, but when they came for the Meraglim, Vatikruv and Lakilchum, they came by themselves. L'tova Oz Yashir Moshe Bnei Israel. When it came for good, Moshe had to be Ma'orah Klal Yisrael to the Shira. Moshe and then Bnei Israel. L'roa Vatisa Kolo Eda. When it came to bad, by the Meraglim, they all cried on their own. They didn't need anybody to Ma'orah them. Omer Abchia Bar Abba, Achein Hishkimu, Hishchisu. To do Hashchasa, they got up early. The Chol Hashchasa Shayu Olsen Bashkama Hayosen. Whatever they did bad, they got up early to do. Omer Abba Bar Acha, Ein At Yochel Lamara Of Yishu Mazu. Can't really understand the personality of this nation. This Boyim Le'egel Venosnin. Right, if they're asked to give money to the eagle, they give. Nisboy lemishkan v'nosan. They're asked to give money to the mishkan, they also give. Right, in other words, stop. That's their nature. Their nature is to give. They're not mendactic what they're giving to. Tanya Reb, who's this? Reb Chia, no.
Reb Yossi
Brachanina. Okay. Yeah, Reb Yossi Brachanina. Right? Then I said, no, they gave to the Mishkan not just because that's their nature, but they gave because they wanted mechaper on the eagle. Because it says right away in the beginning, Vasisa Kapores Zov Tohar. Yovo Zov Shal Kapores V'yechaper Al Zov Shal Eagle. The gold of the Kapores is mechaper on the gold of the eagle. See the Takvin Chadzin first. Nikrav Lo Nivas. bitmia. Klomer eich nikras amikros alolu v'lo yachzenu boasa v'charada. How can you not tremble when you read these psukim? Shemehem onolameidim kama godl kocha shel yetzer hara. L'tovim ha Yisrael tzrichim l'kabitz nedovas l'dover tov k'siv kol nediv leiv shelo nosim al nedivei leiv. Only the generous people gave. L'rov ha Yisparku kol ha'am af she'enim nedivei leiv. V'yotzei Moshe she'etzorich lotzion. Moshe had to drag them out from Matan Torah. But for the Meraglim, they came on their own. Oz Yosher ha'yitzorich la'orim t'chila b'shiroso. He had to sing first to be ma'orah them. But when it came to crying for the Meraglim, they did it on their own. Ochein ishkimu mashkenke b'mitzvah amrin ezrizim akdim l'mitzvahs m'dechsiv ha'yashkim avrom b'boker. When they got up for bed. And really, for mitzvahs you have to get up early. Of yoni musa, what's their nature? Yovo zohav, Rabbi Chanina, yeah. Chanina Reb Chia, Polig the Rebbe. Who was the first one? The names here are Rebbe Yehuda Bar Pozzi. No, that's not who it was. He was the one. Yeah, but why is it Adarab? What's the Aleph Dalet Reish Beis? Abba Baracha, but it's not Abba. What's the star over here? The name has changed. Agro Sakura. I don't know, whoever it is. Okay. The Omer Masha, how you know Salam Mishka mini Musam, umin Hagam? Right? That they gave it just because that was their nature. They gave to this, gave to that, whatever they're asked for, they give. So he argues. The Omer Masha, how you know Salam Mishka mini Musam, min Hagam, how you lite mechola sheyishalim, lerala tov, elamidas asukay. No, they gave it on purpose to the Mishkan. Not just stam because they wanted to give, because they wanted mechaper for the eagle. Kadesh yovel zov shel kapores the yechaper amaisa eagle. The chen koma shenosnu tzorich hamishkan they gave through kapor on the eagle. They asked lechora in kateger nasa sanager. How could the kohen gadol doesn't oveg on yom kippur big day zov because in kateger nasa sanager it's a zecher to the eagle. How could you bring zov to mechaper on the eagle? So the best teretz is the gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that the only time it's not to be in kateger nasa sanager is where you bring the thing, but if it's just there, right? Then kaporis that's zohav. You don't say in kateger. Kateger is when you bring chote bal yakriv bal yisnoe, but not stam something that's there. That's what Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. Others say that when you mechaper on the stat chait that you did, then it's good to use the same thing. But when you mechaper stam for chatoim, it's not good to bring something that zocher the chaito ego. But if you mechaper on the cheto eagle, then it's good to use the thing that you were chote to be mechaper. Okay, Reb Chagi, B'shem, Reb Shimon, Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman. Okay, Reb Chagi, B'shem, Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman. Shalosh Trumos Nemru B'Parsha Zos. And in Parsha's Truma, it mentions Truma three times. Truma Sadonim. One of them is the Truma Sadonim, the silver they gave to make the base. The bases for the Mishkan, for the Krushim, the sockets that the Krushim went into, and that everybody gave the same amount. Utruma Shkolim, and the Shkolim for the Karbonos Sibor. Utruma Samishkan, and the Truma for the Mishkan, all the different materials. Daber b'nei Yisrael v'ichli Truma, that's one. Zu Truma Sadonim. Me'ez kolisha shi'edvenu libo, tikhu es Trumasi, zu Truma Shkolim. The Zosat Truma Asher Tichu Mitom Zu Truma Samishkan. Truma Samishkan LaMishkan. The Truma of the Mishkan was the materials they need to make the Mishkan. Everybody brought whatever materials they had. That goes to the Mishkan. Mashi Yirtzu Yasu. Whatever they wanted to bring, they brought. There was no limit and there was no one. Not everybody had to bring the same thing. And everybody could bring different amounts. Truma Shkolim LaKorban. Masheratzu Yasu. Kadeshi Yad Kulim Shava. Here, they all had to bring they could bring different things, more, but they all had to bring the same. Now, there were times when they didn't bring a half a shekel, where they brought bigger coins. Depends on what the coinage was. But they all had to bring the same thing. Whatever they brought, even though it could be more, but it had to be the same thing. Couldn't be the ha'asher lo yarbe v'adal lo yamid. Truma Sadonim Ladonim, Ha'asher lo yarbe v'adal lo yamid. By Truma Sadonim, it had to be exactly a half a shekel, and everybody had to bring the same half shekel. So the Truma Samishkan, everybody could bring something different and bring more or less. Trumas Hashkalim, you could bring more, but whatever they were koveya to bring, you had to bring the same thing. Everybody had to bring the same thing. And Trumas Adonim, you couldn't bring more, you couldn't bring less, and everybody had to bring the exact same thing. Okay, the parsha zol shall equally truma. Parsha's truma. Tikhu es trumasi zet trumashkolim. Midichsiv bechol atrumos trumostam. Bahach siv trumasi kolomer trumashali medayik dekoya trumashkolim. Since it says trumasi, that refers to trumashkolim. So you lochimenu karbonus legavoa, because those went to bring karbonus to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Even though the Mishkan was also for the Rabbanu Shel Olam, but l'maisa this is more karboni lachmi. It says b'theirish my karbon. The zos atruma. Zov chesed tchelis me the hanach tarti l'truma shkalim u'mishkan asyon al korcha chayk v'yichui truma asyon l'truma sadon. There's only one left. The only three things that they contributed to: the mishkan in general, the silver for the adonim, and the shkalim for the korbanos. Mashi yirtzu yaviu im zov im tchelis tchelis v'afam avim zov kol echot mashi yorotzu lahavi min azov hevi mevi v'lo hayyad kulam shava v'chein b'chol haminim ho'amurim shom b'parsha. So when it came to the materials for the Mishkan, they could do whatever they wanted and as much as they wanted. True Mashkan the Koru Mashir Tsiyavil, Kidishnam the Kamon, Perigbe, Shayushokim, Darchonim, Usloim, Vitvoim. Right, there are times in history where they gave more than a chassi shekel of what the worth was in the when they got richer, they gave bigger coins. Right, the Chachamim said, from now on, the coin that we're going to give is not a chatzi shekel, but the chatzi of the coin that was used in that time, even though it was worth more than a shekel. You could never bring less than a half a shekel, but you could bring more. But whatever they brought, like they brought a half dollar, so everybody had to bring a half dollar, even though the half dollar was worth more than the half shekel in the midbar. Right? Afal piken yad kulam shove, v'zetikomer nomi halcha aval yad kulam shove. So they could bring more, but whatever they brought had to be equal for everybody. When it came to the Adonim, it was only a one-time thing. So they never gave different amounts. They gave only a half shekel. And everybody had to give the same half shekel. Kolomer, the Trumas Adonim Misukim de Yoser Diyuka Dekra Lo Yarbe Mimachsa Shekel Mimamish. Over there, you couldn't give more than a half shekel or less than a half shekel. Hibishkolim LeKorban Hayimitz LeDoros Mimos Moshe VeElech. By the Shkolim for Karbanos, they gave in the future. Right? They gave it throughout history. So therefore, it was possible that the amount should change. Kedirsi Madua Lo Dorashta Aladim Lohavim Yehuda Mishraim Es Masas Moshe Eved Hashem LeOlo Edus. The coin has changed. Sometimes the coin that was used, half of it was worth more than what a half a shekel was worth in the midbar. When the coins were bigger coins, the half of that coin was more than a machzah shekel. A dikra. Lechein omer gabishkolim mashiyirtzu yaviu. Avot trumas adonim lohoi elabi mei Moshe. It's only a one-time thing when they gave for the adonim. So they gave exactly a half shekel, and they all had to give the same. Va'oz lohoya matbei acheres ala hashekel lo shayich leminkut mashiyir tziyoviu to behed yiksev lo yarve. You can't give more than a half or a shekel or less than a half shekel. Machzah shekel. The chein nemer v'kesef pekudei ha'edam meyas kikar. How much did they give? They gave 100 kikar. Beka lo gugolus machzah shekel b'shekel hakodesh lechola over al pekudim. Vayehi ma'as kikar akesef latzekes. If you add up the 603,000, whatever it was, what's it called, of Klal Yisrael, 555, I think, so it comes out to exactly 100 kikar plus a little bit left over. There's a kikar is 3,000 shekel, and there were half shekels of 603,000 is a little bit more than 300,000 half shekels. L'chein olu l'fi cheshvun misper b'nei Yisrael tafresh elef ma'as kikar. For 600,000 was exactly 100 kikar, 300,000 shekel, because each person gave a half a shekel. So for 600,000 people it was 300,000, and if 3,000 was the amount of a kikar, so then there was a 100 kikar in 300,000 shekel. K'dapirish Rashi b'chumash. Lachain afti kro the osher lo yarbe ksiv be shtei trumos the hainu trumas shkolim utrumas adonim. Even though this halacha of the osher not giving more and the oni giving less applied to two of the trumos, didn't apply to trumas hamishkan, because there you could give what you wanted. But for the Adonim and for the Machsa Shekel, for the Korbanos, it applied equally. It wasn't still the Nidrish Lefon of Lachrov. The Patarvayu HaYakulim Shava, that only tells me that they had to give the same amount, but not what that amount was. You could give more than a half a shekel as long as everybody gave the same amount. The Machsa Raisa below Riboy Umiut, Lo Niskayim B'Mashmu'us, or Lagabi Adonim. But the strict interpretation that you couldn't give more than a half shekel only applied to the Adonim. The Girsa Sasefer Mashiyirtsu Yasu Hushibush. The Asiya Lohoya Kathiritsonim Rakavo Bebeis Trumos. They couldn't do whatever they want because they couldn't give more or less than each other. But they could give more by the Trumas Shkolim than the Torah said, but they had to all give the same. Okay. Omer Reb Avon, at the Parsha Zos Nemer Bagimel Trumos. And Kisisa, it also hints to the three different Trumos. Machsa Shekel, Trumal Hashem, Yitain Trumas Hashem, Lasesis Trumas Hashem. In the Parsha of what's it called, of Kisisa, it also says Machsa Shekel is Trumal Hashem, Yitain Trumal Hashem, and Lasesis Trumas Hashem, one for the Adonim and one for the Mishkan. After Parsha Zos, Mishum Shehizkir Krod, the Osher Lo Yarbe, Ha'omer B'Kitisa, Ka'omer Da'afa Parsha Kitisa, Nemro Gimel Trumos. There are also hints to the three different Trumos, and that's where it says, Ha'osher Lo Yarbe. Machsa Shekel, U'Gemara Lo Mefarish Heich Remiza Kol Chad V'Chad. The Gemara doesn't explain here how each one is hinted to in these words. Just mentions the fact that it says Truma three times. The Somech Amadinoket Le'el, the Betruma Samishkin Lo Kopish Amachsas. Over there it doesn't say Machsa Shekel because you can give whatever you wanted in the materials of the Mishkan. The Gam Lohoy Yad Kulam Shoven. There you can, somebody can give more, somebody can give less. Mashenke Betruma Shkolim, the Kopish Yad Kulam Shoven. By Truma Shkolim you could give more, but whatever you gave more, everybody had to give the same more. Avalafamim Kulam Bishoven, Nostim Yosim Machsa Shekel, Memosha. By Trumas Adonim, you couldn't give more than a half shekel, and everybody had to give the same half shekel. So that's how the psukim are meramis. Kama, kro kama, zeyitnu. Kol. Machsa shekel, ayru bishkolim. Right there it says, everybody gives the same, machsa shekel, that's talking about shkolim. Deporit usni machsa shekel. The alzesh nemar kol ha'overal pekudim pligi lekamon amaroi. When it says kol ha'overal pekudim, what does that mean? Later on, the Gemara has a machlokas. Chadomar kol the over bi yama. Whoever went through the yam, which means every Jew. The chadomar kol the over al pekudaya, which means only from 20 years and up. The kamar shom de pupsai shaychu lahad de pligi Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ben Buchri b'shkolim. So that obviously this pasuk is talking about machsa shekel lagabi korbanos. The gam dorish lekamon ze yitnu kamin matbeya shel eish de koy b'shkolim. It's talking about the shkolim for the korbanos. Ukrok siv yitain trumas Hashem velo noket machzis ayri b'trumas hamishkan. The one that says trumas Hashem and doesn't say machsa shekel, that was talking about the materials for the mishkan. The ha'osher lo yarde. The one that says you can't give more or less, that's talking about for the sockets. That's where the Torah says exactly what the cheshbon was, that they gave, everybody gave a half a shekel, came out to be 100 kikor plus. Really, the whole parsha is talking about shkolin, which is the karbonos, the hainu karbonos. The chain bikrod the yitain trumas Hashem ksiv kol haover al pekudim gamkein with an eshim shana the koy hashkolim ach nir mezu say their gimel trumos b'madik kopid b'skuma machtes. But the mice it's a remez that there are two other trumas also umadlo kopid umayde kopid shel elayarve machtes. Right, all the things are remez where there's a kpeda dafka to give a half a shekel and we're not. Where there's a kpeda dafka is the same and we're not. V'ayim bavli megillah u'barashi divra maslo shkolim v'divra maslo sholosh v'divra maslo bedek abayis. Okay, so if you look at megillah, you'll see that this is the pshat. Okay. B'tesva bo korin sa megillah b'krochim. On the 15th, read the megillah in walled cities. Lo chein omer abchelbo. Okay, one second. Let's see the names over here. Lo chein omer abchelbo b'shem Rav Huna and Rav b'shem Rav Chia Rabba. Okay, so these are the names. Lo chein omer abchelbo Rav Huna Rav b'shem Rav Rav. Who is it? Chanina Rabba. Rav Chia Rabba. Okay. kol yotzim biyodaled shehu's man kriyosa. Right, l'chora, this Mishnah goes against what Rav Chelbo said. Rav Chelbo said that everybody's yotzi on yodaled. Here it's mashma that only tesvav you can read in the walled cities. But Rav Chelbo said even the walled cities, if they read on the 14th, is okay. Lobo elalamed. So Gemara says, so why did it say dafka tesvav for the krochim if they could also read on yodaled? Lobo elalamed chashikol amitzus and nahogus ba'adar sheni ainah nahogus ba'adar rishon. No, it comes to tell me that just like Megillah, it's not coming to tell me that you had to read the Megillah and the krochim on the tesvav. You could read on yodaled, but it just mentioned that they taka do read Megillah on tesvav. You could read the Megillah on tesvav in the krochim. See, one second, right? But it came to mention Megillah. That to tell me that the same things that happen on the 15th, the other things that are dafka on the 15th, are just like Megillah. Just like Megillah. If you read Megillah in other Rishon, you're not Yotze. You have to read it again in other Sheni. So too, if you did all these other things, the Shkolin, the Klayim, on other Rishon, you have to do another Sheni. Hakol Yotzim Biyodalad, Shuzman Kriyosa. Gambene Tezvav, Shikoro Biyodalad Yotzim. Even somebody on the 15th who read on the 14th is yotzi. The lama nakam esrisim v'tesvav korim. Why? So why did it say in the Mishnah dafka on the 15th they read in the walled cities? The lotani ikarazman should have said on the 14th, is when everybody could read. The people not in the walled cities read then for sure, and even the walled cities could read on the 14th. So if you mention kriyas megillah, mention on the 14th. Shakol yotzim bo el ar kochus svarli masnisin deina kol yotzim bekriyas yudalit ulahachi sider la b'havi ina chachrini lemeimer mahanach dafka b'tesvav af kriyas megillah dafka b'tesvav the kasha of Reb Chelbo. Right, b'chora it's coming to tell me that just like these other things have to be dafka on the 15th, megillah in the krochin has to be dafka on the 15th. Otherwise, why did it mention it b'chlal? Because it's not like the other ones. The other ones have to be on the 15th. This one could be on the 14th. No, it's not the reason to put Megillah here. It's not to tell me a halacha in Megillah. It's to tell me the halacha about the other things. That just like Kriyas HaMegillah, the Krachim, is on the 15th, only in other Sheni, not other Rishon, so too, these other things that happen on the 15th have to be in other Sheni. Omer Lei Lobo, Kolomer, De La Olam Asnisen Asir Kareb Chelbo, De Yotzen Biyodalit. I have a hodlo knockat Ela Tezvav, so why did it mention Dafka the 15th? Mishum shiratz lashmienu dechol advarim dechoshiv masnis and shemitzvosim betesvav ba'ader ein nohagus raga ba'ader beis, just like Megillah. Ulahachi kodem v'tonis man kriyas haMegillah ba'dayu la'oroye dekamod dekriyas haMegillah dafka ba'ader asheni kidisnan lahedya perakama de Megillah karuas haMegillah v'nisabra ashon akorin also ba'ader asheni. Right, that they have to read Megillah dafka in the second ader. The Dorish Luhasa Mikroi. Achinami kol honi dechoshiv dafka ba'adar asheni. Umushum dehani achrini ikrin dafka b'tesvav. Lahachit nakid zman b'tesvav v'dumuninu b'hadodi. So since these things have to be on the 15th, so it mentioned the Kriyas HaMegillah, it's on the 15th. But not that it has to be on the 15th, it could be on the 14th too. But there is a Kriyas HaMegillah in Krochim on the 15th, right? He didn't read it on the 14th. So Mamela, what's it called? It wants to tell me that just like Kriyas HaMegillah has to be Ba'adar Sheni, the other things that happen on the 15th also have to be. In the Sabra, Shana Karnas of Ba'adar Abeis, Behadad, even Megillah, Hasan Iker, Pratan, Shalhazmonim, Vahacha Agav Tanila. And Megillah tell me the Iker when you read the Megillah. Here we're not trying to tell me when you read the Megillah. We're just saying that just like there's a Kriyas HaMegillah on the 15th. Right, just like these other things on the 15th, and Kriyas HaMegillah on the 15th can only be another Sheni. So too, Hashmas, what's it called, the Yotze B'Kilayim, or whatever, is also Dafka on the 15th. Dafka in the other Sheni. Okay. Some say that Reb Chelbo's Halacha is only where it was, you read the Megillah in the first Adar, on the right day, on the 15th, and the 14th. Then you have to read it, Dafka on the 15th. And then was an Ibrishon, you had to read it again. When you have to read it again, everybody can read on the 14th. But not in a regular year, you can't read the Megillah from a Krochim on the 14th. But in an Ibr Yor, when you read already the Megillah in its right time, on the first Adar, now you have to read it again, now everybody can read on the 14th. But the most Mepharshim learn differently, that it's talking about even a regular year. Reb Yosa v'Reb Acha Havun Yastin. Om Reb Yosel Rav Acha, lo mistabra el l'sha'avar. that which Reb Chelbo said, that your Yotze, if you read on the 14th, is only b'di'evet. In other words, you read on the 14th and you forgot to read on the 15th, or whatever. Avalova lo, but the chatchila avade, you have to read on the 15th. V'hotani makom shenago likro shnei yomim, and there's a riot to that. Because it says a place where they read 2 days because of a suffix. Suffix, whether it's mukaf choma or not. So you have to read both days. So koronos shnei yomim. You read it 2 days. According to, if you hold the Reb Chelbo holds the chatchila, you can read on the 14th, then why do you have to read 2 days? Monafshach. If you're a krach, you yotze on the 14th. If you're a kvar, what's it called, you yotze on the 14th. So just read once. Elamai vadi lechatchila, they have to read on the 15th. It's just b'di'evit. If they didn't, by mistake, they read on the 14th and the 15th passed by, b'di'evit, you yotze. But if the 15th didn't pass by, you have to read again, just in case. Amalei uf anos sovrkein. I also hold like that. Uf is like af. Af anis sovrkein. Amre mona the yeus, and it's right. Ilu mishakray mishikarya biyudalit chozev ikarya betesvav shema ein shomim lo. Imat omer kein nimsus okers man krochem biyodecha. So like this. So the Rav Tatakan Chanin. Lo mistab lo shover ela habolo. Chada omer chelbo hakol yotzim. Lo mistab lo osi lashmin and shimkor biyudalit vo over yom tesvav shiyotzav the kriyosom biyudalit. Zelo mistab. He's not coming to tell me that if you read it on the 14th and then you forgot to read it on the 15th, that what's it called, that b'di'evid you yotze with the 14th. Dimkein, my osi lashmeinon. Demai the havi havi. You can't do anything about it. Whatever you did, you did. Ela de osi lashmeinon, de lahabo alo. He came to tell me that l'chatchila not. Shim kora b'yadalit, v'adayin yom tesvav lefanov. Right, you read on the 14th, and you still have the 15th to read. Ain't sorech likros. He's coming to tell me l'chatchila you're allowed to read on the yadal. Just the opposite. You're allowed, l'chatchila you can read it on the 14th. In other words, even if you read on the 14th, and now you can read it again on the 15th, right, you don't have to read on the 15th. Because even the chatchila, you yotze on the 14th. Shikvar yotze biyadalit, shuzman akriya. The Gemara asked, v'hatani mokum shenagu, v'amarle uf af anos sovrkein, krip chelba. You can mistaber lecha. I also hold that he holds the chatchila, you can read on the 14th. The opposite of what we said. We learned it wrong. This Amor is saying that when Chelba said his din, he said it lechatchila. You don't have to read on the 15th bichlal. If you read on the 14th, even if you could read on the 15th. Okay? When we come up lo kasha, I lechor is a kasha from the Braisa, then why should you ever have to read 2 days? Right? In a suffix. Read on the 14th. Chatchila, everybody can read on the 14th. We saw some devar, mefarish Reb Mani, v'yeyus. The lo kasha in Braisa, l'Reb Chelbo. And now, Reb Mani explained why taka there's no kasha from the Braisa that you have to read 2 days. Why? Ilu ben tesvav shikara biyadalit velo kara kolomar sha'asa kein lechatchila shikara biyadalit velo betesvav shema shomim lo imkein ataoker zman krochem biyotcha ulechein brisa demokum shenagel likro shnei yomim haino misothik shema hu krach betzorech likros betesvav dimkein eich ne'emar shlechatchila yikru tamid biyadalit veteoker zman krochem. Right, the reason why, if it's a suffix city, you have to read both 14th and 15th, because if you don't read on the 15th, you only read on the 14th, people forget that it's a krach. They'll think it's not a regular city. So you'll take away the whole halach of reading on the 15th from krachim, because they'll say that it's not a krach. Or krachim don't have to read on the 15th. So then they were misakin to read both days. So people will know there is such a halacha to read in a krach on the 15th. Then you have to read on the 15th to show that there's a suffix. Maybe it's a krach. The imkain eich nomer shlechatchila yikru tamid biyodalid v'tiyoker zman krachin. Therefore, you can't say you read lechatchila and yodalid biyotze both, because then people forget the chlal, the inyan of reading on the 15th by a krach. Mashein came by he that called yotzim biyodalid. There, it's talking where a person happened to read on the 14th. It's in a city which, what's it called, normally you read on the 15th. But he happened to read on the 14th. Hainu imkora pam bakroi biyodalit shiyotzen v'chai gavna lo miyakar zman krochem. Then, in the rest of the years, you remember, you read on the 15th. But if you happen to read on the 14th, even the chatchila, it's okay. But there is such an inyan to read on the 15th. Okay. Tani Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Who is this? Rav Shimon Gamliel. Yes. Okay. Omer mitzvahs on the hogis ba'ad sheni ain't on the hogis barishon. The mitzvahs that are noeg in other sheni are not noeg barishon. Chutz mi hesped v'tainis. The only thing that's equal to both of them is you can't say a hesped or fast on other Purim and other rishon also. Shehem shavim b'zeh b'zeh. Rebbo, Reb Yirmiya b'shem Rav, Reb Simon b'shem Reb Shua ben Levi, Halachik Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. That Taka the Iker is other sheni, and the only thing that other rishon has about Purim is hesped and tainis. Rav Huna Rabba the Tziporin, Omar Hinig Rebbe Chanina b'Tziporin, Ka'adod Reb Shimon Gamliel. Rav Huna was the Rav of Tziporin. He said that Rabbi Chanina in Tzipori was manhig like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Lo Omer Elahinik. Ha halacha lo. Mashma was a minig. But not that he passed him like that. The difference is, a minig, you don't pass, you don't teach publicly that that's what you do. But if somebody comes and asks you shyly, you tell them it's okay. Halacha, you teach publicly that that's what you're supposed to do. Avalein shtaros kostin other rishon the other sheni stam. By shtaros, you write other rishon, and other sheni, you just write other. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, other rishon stam, just the opposite. You write other for other rishon, and when it comes to other sheni, you write what's it called, other hasheni. And stam, other sheni tinyon, and other sheni, you write sheni. Mitzvahs and ahogis ba'adar hasheni, could go and call hani de masnisen, umatonis levyoni, the seder parshios, the arbit parshios. All the mitzvahs that are in other, when there's two others, you do it in other sheni. Shavin bezeh should be yodala v'teslov should be other aleph nami asurim behes v'tainis. The only thing that applies to other rishon is you don't say hespeid them or you don't fast on Purim, what's it called, Purim cotton of other rishon. Av halacha lo v'nafkamina the halacha darshinim bepirka halacha you teach publicly. Minhag of a pirkal of dashinan minig you don't teach publicly. Avol oriyim orina if somebody comes to ask a shayli you tell them okay this is the minig and amirim bavli tainis chavav. When you write a star in the first Adar, you have to write other Arishon. But if you want to write a star in other Sheni, you just write Adar. And everybody knows Adar means other Sheni. Divir Reb Meir. The sphere lay the stam other Sheni, mashma velo Arishon. Reb Meir holds that other is other Sheni. The Iker other is other Sheni, that's other stam. And other Rishon has another name to it, other Harishon. Reb Yehuda Omer, other Rishon stam. The sphere lay the stam adar Harishon. Who? He holds just the opposite. Tamon, Tinyon, the Iber, the Hebrewish Moy Cotton, Umahadar Hakalifushi Masnisan. Oh no, that's the next piece. Okay, and other sheni, you write other hasheni, because the ikar other he holds is other rishon, and the other is other sheni. Okay, tomorrow we'll start with certain halachas of a yortzeit or whatever, when it's chal and a regular adar, and then it's chal and two others, which is the ikar one and which is the top one.